Todd Ramos is brought to you by NB Elite Realty. And here is Todd Ramos ahead of Saturday's match.
Well, Tab, first I want to take you into Memo Rodriguez. And, you know, there's some obvious things we're seeing this year. He just seems more powerful, stronger, very similar to you as a player, a very strong, powerful, technical player. How about your thoughts on him so far this year?
Yeah, I'm really, really happy with how he's coming along and more importantly, how he has embraced a very difficult role within what we do. You know, I basically said to Memo, you're going to have to defend harder than you've defended before. You're going to have to track the ball down on the defensive third. And we expect you to get into the box on the other end. And you need to do that. And I know sometimes it's unfair to ask because it's a lot of running. But number one, I think you can do it. And number two, I think you can be an elite player in the league doing it. And he, you know, in all fairness to Memo, he has worked extremely hard on the defensive side. He has become someone who I think works hard to win the ball back for the team. And at the same time, we know that at the other end, any chances he gets, he's extremely dangerous. He has a great, very heavy shot with the right foot. And he has a great shot with the left foot as well. So I think for me that Memo is one of those guys that I think a year from now should be on the verge of being an international player.
Yeah, he has really grown immensely. All right, we keep it going here. Now, I know you got 8 games in October, a lot of games. I mean, it's the same schedule as all the other Major League Soccer teams. But we saw Nico Lemoine, Sam Junkwa, some of these others coming off the bench. Tell us about the depth and how important that's going to be in October and that some of these guys we're imagining are going to get more minutes, right?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. You know, as we move forward, we've been able to sort of go through the schedule, giving everyone opportunities to play. I think Marcelo Palomino is the only one who has not gotten on the field. Pretty much everyone else that we have here has contributed a certain amount of minutes. So we feel, and I mentioned this to the team a couple of days ago, that as we move forward now, we're likely going to move forward with more of a set 11. And then depending on, you know, whether guys are tired or whether there's an injury, someone else will come in. But I think we're at that point in the season now where we can't really afford to be messing around with the lineup. We kind of have to go with the lineup, and this is who we are, and do the best we can with who we are. And if someone gets injured, then obviously that player will be replaced.
Todd Ramos joining us, Houston Dynamo coach here, head of Sporting Kansas City this Saturday. Tickets still available. You can go to HoustonDynamo.com. All right, 4th game against Sporting Kansas City. Familiarity breeds contempt sometimes. How different a game will this be based on where the two teams are right now?
Well, I mean, I think what's happened before between the two teams, I think at this point doesn't matter, except for the fact that you know, coming into this season, maybe we thought we were quite far in terms of being at the same level as Kansas City. And I feel like our team should be confident that we can play with them. We've beaten them 2 out of 3 times. Of course, every time you beat a team, it gets harder the next time. And in particular for them, I think for both teams, this is a key game. You know, Kansas City's lost 2 in a row now. They're sort of, you know, they had a big lead at the top of the Western Conference, and that's now put them in a situation where they're practically only 2 points from the last team in a playoff spot. So right now they're really navigating games just like us. Where I think every game is important to them. And, you know, when you find one of the contenders in a situation like that, they're a tough team to beat.
Todd Ramos joining us here. We're talking about Sporting Kansas City again this Saturday night. You can catch this game on Channel 55, or better yet, get a ticket, HoustonDynamo.com. Let's go back to the Nashville game and the final third, because, you know, statistically, if you looked at it and you didn't watch the game, I mean, you guys were dominant, 18-9 in shots, 8 on target, crosses, possession. At the end of the day, did you feel you were dangerous enough?
I think we were. I think, you know, Nashville made quite a few key blocks at the right time. You know, there was a ball that hit the heel of a defender, and then Joe Willis is already laying on the ground, and the ball just kind of falls on top of him. You know, Memo has a back heel from inside the 6-yard box that goes between the legs of Joe Willis, and then he grabs it. There were 2 or 3 shots from Mauro Minotas inside the box that got blocked by a toe. We're just not getting that little bounce we need. And I think the important part is to continue to play with the same confidence that we have, because eventually, you know, things will even out. As long as we continue to believe, I think things will even out, and I think we'll start getting our goals, because at this point we're third or fourth in the league in shot creation. And I think that has to at some point be rewarded with goals, and hopefully we'll get them.
Well, it did the last time against Sporting Kansas City. We felt it coming that time. Maybe it'll happen again on Saturday. So you mentioned Mauro Munotas. Let me take you into him and Christian Ramirez and maybe this competition for the number nine position and what's going on there. And, you know, I know I've asked you this before, but I find it fascinating because Mauro's in a differing setup here and maybe having to play the game a little bit differently.
We've been working with Mauro. Mauro and I have had some really meaningful conversations, in particular over the last couple of weeks, to talk about how he can get better. He has not been in his top form this year, and we're trying to get him there. And I believe that he's working really hard now to get there. We certainly not having Albert here has changed his game a little bit. There's no question. But at the same time, he obviously has to assume that responsibility, and he is. He's assuming the responsibility right now, and I think that that he'll just continue to get better week to week.
All right, when I think of you and all the work you did with all these young soccer players, not only from a confidence perspective, but helping to improve their game, define their positions, getting them to stretch their game, is that challenge there for Mauro? Look, you can stretch your game. You can become an even better player with more weapons in your arsenal playing this way. That's an example, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. We've been talking to Mauro about the type of runs he makes into the box, about the type of diagonal runs he needs to make to get open. He's in general a hard worker, and that you don't have to ask him about. I think it's a matter of having Mauro be a little bit more selective on the timing of his runs. And so that type of thing we've been talking about with him, and he's really open about getting better. And about helping the team more than anything else. And so, when you hear that type of thing out of one of your important players, then you know you have real hope for the team, because if your main guys are tuned in on helping the team win, I think you have a good opportunity to go far.
All right, the 4-3-3 system, you're very identified with that. You love the system, there's no question, and your belief in it is big. Is there flexibility within it? Do you do things differently now that Albert Delisa is gone? Are there little tweaks within the system? Because, you know, we all love to talk systems and numbers and all this stuff, but there is interesting little things that can be done and subtleties that you have done this year.
There's certainly tweaks just about every game. You know, there's certain games where, you know, you attack with both outside backs, and there's certain games where you have to keep one back. There's certain games where we defend with a box of four in the middle, including one of the outside backs. And there's certain games where we defend with a box of four in the middle with both central midfielders staying. So it really depends a little bit on the opponents. I think what doesn't change is our approach to the game. Our approach to the game is we want to have the ball, and we want to come out from beginning to end to try to win the game. It doesn't mean that a certain time another team couldn't have possession for a little while, because that happens at times. But I think that approach has been clear. And when we talked at the beginning of the year about the fact that whatever happened before with the Houston Dynamo, because obviously every coach is different. So no one, I think, is better than the next one. But I did mention from the beginning that my approach was going to be, regardless of whether we play home or on the road, we were going to try to take charge in games. And I think we've done that. I think the team has bought into that. And I'm not saying bought in a bad way. I'm saying bought in because they believe that's the best way to play, and they're happy doing it. And I'm happy with that. You know, the fact that, unfortunately, there's been three or four ties that should have been wins for us. You add those 6 or 8 points to where we are now, and we'd be first in the table. I'm not saying, you know, if you get a certain win that maybe another tie wouldn't be a loss, because, you know, things even out. But at the end of the day, we're in the situation we're in now, but we're very close from being one of the top three spots in the Western Conference. So, not sure we deserve that at the moment, but I think it's been that close.
Tab, do you think this year, just based on the challenges with COVID and all, is it? I know it's additionally challenging for coaches. I guess what I'm saying is, the degree of difficulty to find some level of consistency, I got to think it's incredibly hard for you and all the other coaches in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all on the same playing field there, So it's difficult for everybody. So I don't think anyone has an advantage with that. It's difficult for everyone. Obviously, for a new coach trying to implement sort of a new, not only a new system, but a new culture within the club, a new belief, makes it a little bit harder. But having said that, I think we're in a good place. Obviously the Albert situation was a little bit of a distraction for a good month and a half. That we really didn't need. But unfortunately, that happened also. And now that we've put that behind us, we can just focus on the future.
Tab Ramos joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. We appreciate Tab coming on the show tonight. If I take you into, again, back to Sporting Kansas City and competing with your great friend Peter Vermes again, is there any times where you guys are like, geez, you again?
Well, I'm sure it will be like that this time, although he's much more used to playing against the same coaches all the time because he's been in the same position for 10 years. So it's a little bit different for him. For me, it's kind of unusual, playing a team for the fourth time already this year, I have a lot of respect for Peter and what he does with his team. And I feel like some of the things we do sort of are very similar to what he does in Kansas City. We have the same approach in terms of, trying to get our players to be aggressive and to find the ball. So there's a lot of things that I admire about how he coaches. And I think it'll be another fun challenge because it'll be fun for both because certainly they know by now that, we've beaten them 2 out of 3 times. So, it didn't just happen by chance. It happened because we're also a good team.
Wilfried Zahibo, he was the big signing, got hurt early, as you mentioned to me in a prior interview against Colorado, kind of tried to carry on. How's he doing? Is he getting closer? Because I'm sure you could use him in October as well.
Yeah, so Will practiced today for the first time with the team. He was able to practice, I would say, maybe about 60%. So if I'm just going to take a guess, I'm hoping that Wilfried will be ready in the next 10 to 14 days to be able to contribute to the team.
Excellent. Well, last one before I guess I let you go is just simply playing back at home here. And the last 4 games, you've conceded the first goal. That's a bit of a challenge. And I know that's not something you like as a coach because it gives opponents a tactical advantage. But, how do you address that with the team? Because you have shown the ability to come back. There's no question, which this team has not been able to do in past years. But I don't think you like spotting people to lead either.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's a fair question because I think we could always point to the fact that, I know that many believe that we leave ourselves exposed in the back a little bit. And that's true. That's part of what we do. And it's a risk that I'm willing to take with the way I like to play. And so sometimes we are exposed in the back and our players know, and we've addressed this. And I've said to the players, hey, look, this is my fault. Sometimes we're exposed in the back and it's my fault. It's not yours because this is what I'm doing. I said, but at the same time, I know that we're doing well going forward. One thing we can't do is obviously go game to game with having to come back. And so every, at least the last 2 games, I've said to the team, hey, let's start playing like we finished the last game, but without being a goal behind. And it's obviously difficult. And we've been a little bit unfortunate to be honest, because we even against Chicago in the 4-0 loss, we had 2 chances before they even scored. And unfortunately, we weren't able to put ours away. And against Nashville, it certainly was the same because we dominated the whole first half. So we're not putting the ball in the goal right now. That's the only thing we can look at. But I can tell you that on Saturday, we're coming out to win the game from minute one.
Tab, always enjoy the interviews. Thank you very much for always giving us our time on the radio here. And we look forward to Saturday and best of luck against Sporting Kansas City.
All right. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it.
So Tab Ramos there, the Dynamo.